This
is After Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of After Sunday Digging Deeper. Your hosts today are Alex, and we have a special guest.
She's Hello. Back. Hi.
She's back.
Good to be. It's good to be back.
What movie is that where they make that happen? That's not The Shining, is it?
No, that's Here's Johnny.
Oh, okay.
I don't
think
remember.
Of it before the end.
Yeah.
And I've already started off today with horror films. That is not where we're going. We have a much lighter and happy topic to get to today on generational unity. But Sky, thank you so much for being back with
us. Of course.
Alyssa is actually out traveling, has been in Maine this week.
I saw that.
Getting back here fairly soon. I think Brandon went to pick her up actually at the end of service. So we'll have her back next week, but we're so thankful that you're here back with us. So talking about generational unity today, and honestly, a pretty timely subject for something that I've been working on, myself and Brandon Bonner here in the building, on trying to have co-teachers and teachers mentor other teachers and people being mentees or being willing to be menteed, however you would phrase that. But a pretty timely subject. It's paramount that we do that, because I go to Craig's, the very last point that he made that I heard today was, when people say youth are not the future of the church, they are the church.
Yeah.
And I thought, hold on, where's he going with this?
Because right.
I think they are the future. but no, he's absolutely right. They are the church, and we need to make that a priority. And we need to focus on teaching the next generation of people. And I think that's so important, not just for us, but if in your job, in your home. I mean, you have to be bringing up that next generation.
No, I agree. I think I also had the same thought when he was starting off. I was like, where is he going with this? But I think it's very important to be mindful, like you're saying, they are part of the church now. And like, I think when people say they are the future, is them being able to provide helpful insight to the members already here, and also the incoming members, you know, young or old, that join the church. I think it's just so important, because they have a fresh new take on things that we are kind of removed from, I think, the older people. And I think it's just really helpful to have a new perspective, and we may be kind of set in our ways. I don't even realize we're kind of set in our ways or on a different track or way of thinking that they can provide to us.
And there really is that bias, whether you're a young person or an old person or somewhere in the middle, which is where I find myself more than I'd like to. And I know you joke with me that I'm not too much older than you
You're
are, but
not.
maybe I just feel that way. But when you're younger, you look at some older people and you say, things have changed since you've done whatever it is you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was even telling my wife, there was a thing I listened to not long ago that was, what age do people want their professionals to be? And by professional, I mean your attorney, your doctor, your financial advisor.
Oh.
What's the ideal or the prime age?
Yeah.
And if you had to guess, what would you think that age would be?
35.
Really?
I'm guessing that's what people want.
47.
What?
So, and this was from the MIT Age Lab. You can look this up if you're listening. People want somebody who's old enough to be experienced in what they do, but also young enough to still be, I guess, passionate and hungry and still willing to learn.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when they've done several of these surveys, 47. I'm thinking, I've got, 12 more years. Well, here in a few days, 11 more years before I get there. So I'm still on the younger side of things.
Yeah.
But there is, I do think that's an interesting age that comes up, because we look at whether it's your doctor or somebody older, and you say, well, things have changed and you're not with it anymore.
Right.
So therefore, I don't think you have anything to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And older people, I think, look at some of the younger folks sometimes and say, you hadn't seen what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this way because I'm experienced and you don't have that yet, and therefore you're not valid.
Right.
And that's kind of sad. I mean, both have points to an extent, but both are also wrong to an extent, right? From the younger person's perspective, things have changed. And my dad always brings this up, I think, with millennials, and I think what Gen Z will be. He's like, y'all are the most educated generation that's ever walked the planet.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of book learning.
Yeah.
You know, now whether that equates to something or not, I don't know some days, but there's points, there's pros and cons. And I think it's good to listen to each other. That kind of brings me to the first verse here. Romans 12:3, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. So not to think, well, because I'm experienced, I'm better than you, mm-hmm. or to think because I'm more educated or younger, I'm better than you. It's, you got to have a humble attitude.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I know it's come up in like my job where I obviously like look young and I'm in a leadership role in my company and they're like, you're a supervisor? Like, you don't even, you know, what do you know about raising kids or dealing with kids and stuff like that? And it's just, you're right, I don't have that same type of experience and I'm eager to learn and to hear your perspective, but also I have something else I can offer to add, not to replace or anything like that. And I think that's where people get hung up, like you're saying, of just immediately diminishing what younger people have to offer. And someone made a point of class of like, that isn't true for all. I'm going to make that point clear. It's not all, you know, younger demographics look at older demographics and be like, oh, like, why aren't you with it? Why can't you understand? Is that there are also younger people who are so eager to teach and to provide help to older people. And that's so important because you don't want to diminish a whole generation. But it's just that bias, like you're saying, is just like you have to, sometimes you have to fight uphill battle. You already have to, you have to prove that person wrong because they already have an image in their head of what you're going through, what you haven't gone through.
Mm-hmm. And I do like what you mentioned, because you haven't done this, therefore you don't know anything about it, right?
Yeah.
But by that logic, none of us know a whole lot about most things, right?
Yeah.
You haven't maybe personally been through that, but you can identify with something similar.
Right.
You've known somebody who's gone through that. You are probably familiar with more than what that person gives you credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's, I think that boils down to the attitude that people have in, well, I want you to know that you don't know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's not the right Christian attitude to
right.
have. I even think that the people that I've have found in my lifetime to be some of the more intelligent people or people I would look up to,
mm-hmm.
are the ones that would, you could be criticizing even. Yes, you could say, hey, I think you're wrong on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pause and they'll say, you might have a point.
Yeah.
You know, let me think about that for a second.
Right.
The people who don't do that, whether you're young or old, are the ones that kind of back into their corner and say, nope, you don't know what you're talking about, so mm-hmm. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of respect in at this congregation, people younger and older. The guy that produces this podcast, you know, is 10 years younger than I am. And he knows a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than you would think somebody that age would know.
Right.
And has a lot to offer. And it would behoove me to listen to somebody like that. there's also people here. Look at his grandfather, Pat Allison. I don't know how old he is, but he's getting on up there a little bit. And,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I think he's got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
But if you have that attitude, you're going to have good relationships with both of them and you're going to get more intelligent yourself.
Right. Yeah. And it's just so, I think, and Craig mentioned it too, like, I believe Central has a really good relationship and mission to blend those generations and not segregating, you know, college students from the older generation or even like the younger kids from the college students. Like, it, you're not going to have a cohesive church and a really close church family without blending those relationships. I think it's so important to do that because they may not have someone that they've always looked up to, like a Christian role model, and they come to Central and they have that, or that person's never been able to mentor a younger person and they have the opportunity. So
do you think that older generations have more of a problem with this concept or younger?
It's a good question.
I'm going to make you make one age group here mad today.
Yeah, there's really no win for me. I would have to say the younger.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like society, social media, you know, everyone's in their ear about how awful, honestly, the older generations are. And not every young person believes that, but I feel like society has a huge influence on how they look at older people and even like their parents, not even, you know, another person in the congregation, like, they have them, like, doubting or wanting to challenge their parents and stuff like that. And that just, I think challenging, that has a, there's a respectful way to do it and to ask questions and to be curious, but to diminish and not even open up your mind to different perspectives, I think is very dangerous. And I feel like the younger people are fighting that, and having to go against the grain to not fall into that trap. So,
and I may have not phrased that. I meant, who would older people or younger people have more of a problem taking direction from the other age group?
I think younger people would have more difficulty.
Okay.
Yeah, in my opinion.
See, I was thinking, just from everything that I've heard growing up, mm-hmm. that it's almost like the young whippersnapper thing. Like, I've done this so much, I'm not going to change my mind.
Yeah.
But you do bring a good point. And I almost think that it's almost like that battle of the sexes game that you'll see. It's like, oh, do men or women do this better? And thinking about it, do older people or younger people do this better? I think we both have issues.
Yeah.
And maybe they manifest themselves in different ways, but we probably both, we all could do a little better job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're stuck in the middle, looking up and down the age spectrum.
Yeah.
And you say, I think I need to learn from everybody.
So. Yeah. I also feel that way. Yeah.
I think if one group were more criticized than the other, at least in the Church of Christ, in my experience, I think it's probably the younger group. Even up to the point where I am now, I know there's congregations that, not here, here they put me in a leadership role. That's, that's their mistake.
No.
But at other congregations, I've seen people in their 20s and 30s that had a lot to offer,
mm-hmm.
that their talent was stifled because of that attitude, maybe coming from an older generation that was like, yeah, you just don't know what you don't know yet.
Right.
And never really took the time to listen. And that brings me to another verse, 1 Timothy 4:12. And without turning there, basically, let no one despise you for your youth.
Mm-hmm.
When Paul's telling Timothy this, and we're going to have a great class with Pat and Harrison, you know, here, I'm excited about this. I know Pat's put a lot of time into it. And Harrison has told me he's going to put in a lot of time to it. So he'll do the young person thing here and wait till the last second.
Yep.
But no, they'll do a great job with that. But talking about Paul mentoring Timothy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Paul's saying, don't let anybody look down on you. You know, and that was a trait that Jesus exhibited, that even our speaker from last week or 2 weeks ago that was on The Lion, the Way, the War was able to say, you know, when Jesus said, hey, I'm about my Father's business, or about what my Father is mm-hmm. about, when they found him, you know, in the temple and not with the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm doing this. And if you're doing the right thing, don't let somebody look down on you for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what one of the last things that Craig, I wrote down, I really liked. It was like, Paul and Timothy were not in a competition with each other. They worked as a partnership. And I think everyone could benefit from, Craig said, like, listen to learn, not to correct. Like, there's things that everyone can learn from. And we don't need to we don't need to go out of our way to, like, automatically shut someone down or to criticize their way of thinking. We may not agree with it, and that's completely fine. Of course, do it in a Christian and respectful manner. But you can also learn so much from somebody, regardless of age or generation or experience or whatever. And I think that's just very important, too, to remember.
Did you ever read that book, Tuesdays with Maury?
Mm-mm. No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, there was a book that I asked our middle school kids in class if they had read 1984, and nobody in the youth group had read that.
That does not surprise me. I think it's on the banned list.
Oh, is it really?
I think.
Ooh. Okay, well, that says how old I am. I've read books that are now not allowed to be taught in class. So without getting into what that book's about, somebody being eager to learn from another generation, and I think if that's our attitude, whether you're older or younger, that's where it needs to be. What can I learn from you? Because if that's our attitude, we're all going to be better. We're going to have better relationships. We're going to learn more. And when you take time to learn what somebody's about, what drives them, you're just going to have a closer relationship to that person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's probably about all the time we have for today.
I think so too.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your time. We will have Alyssa back next week, and but it's always good to have the OG Sky back here with us. So
thank you.
But thank you all for listening to us today. And until we meet again, God bless you all.
Have a good week.
This is After Sunday.